Dear Ollie, my family is in the market for a new pet. We're favoring adopting a cat or kitten since we work and the kids go to school. How do we go about choosing the right cat or kitten for us? Signed, the Hanover family from St. John, Indiana.
Dear St. John family, if you're looking for an Instagram celebrity like Snow the Cat, who can help his owner play and win at the famous shell game on the streets of Tokyo, you may not be in luck. Snow has an uncanny ability to identify which of the five rapidly shuffled cups hides a small plastic ball in this famous shell game. His Japanese owner posted a video of him staring intently at the moving cups before placing a paw on the right one every time. So forget Snow, that cat is already taken. But you may find a cat or kitten that is very special in its own unique way for you. Start by making the decision to adopt. There are many cats that need a good home, and they're waiting for you in shelters all over Northwest Indiana. To help you get started, I want you to consider four important questions before you bring in a new feline family member. First question, do you want a kitten or a cat? Kittens are adorable, curious, playful, and full of energy. They're not a good mix with young children who may be rough expressing their love. Also, you don't know what a kitten will grow up to look like, or you may or may not like its personality as an adult. Secondly, now ask yourself about personality. No two cats are alike. Some are very mellow and will tolerate almost any kind of handling, while others don't like being picked up at all. What about the coat? All cats have lovely fur coats, so do you want a long-haired cat that looks beautiful but you have to brush it, even though some don't like to be brushed? I have never met a cat that likes to be brushed. Or do you want a short-haired cat that may shed if not brushed? Fourth, can you give a home to a very special needs cat? There may be a cat that's older, deaf, blind, etc., but they can make wonderful companions. Their conditions will not affect the amount of love and pleasure they can give you. It just means an extra commitment to them from you. Finally, there's a fifth one. Do you have room for one more? The good news is that many cats can get along with other cats. Actually, most dogs can too. However, definitely not me. My woman human once tried to bring a cat home and I behaved very badly. Dogs and cats can become best friends, but dogs with their high prey drive may chase the poor cat to its death. Or like me, eat their food, steal their little feather toys, and sleep in the special bed reserved just for them. I admit to you that I am obnoxious, and I was especially obnoxious when I drove that cat right out of our house. I do that very well. The Humane Society of Northwest Indiana has two mommy cats right now. Their names are Kahlua and Marla, and they have brand new litters of kittens. These kittens are domestic short hair and will be ready for adoption soon. Good luck, and if you find a cat like Snow, let me know, and we can take him to Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo, Michigan, just to see what he can do with slot machines. Your friend in fur, Ollie.